India. Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
From all of us desis and pardesis of India Forums, depending on whichever part of the world you are at right at this moment. Well, this is your host Finny back again, and this time the guest in our show today is someone extremely special. She's sweet, she's smart, she's bold, she's beautiful. She sets the screen on fire with her gorgeous looks and wonderful acting. Has millions of fans around the world, and she is none other than the beautiful, sweet and sexy Isha Kopikar. Welcome to the show, Isha.
Hi.
It's a pure pleasure talking to you.
You too. It's a great pleasure. I'm really honored to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's nice, so many people are going to be listening to me. Hi to all of you out there.
Okay. Now, let me start with a message. Well, this is from Lena, and she says, "Hey, Isha, I think you are one of the prettiest actresses. I have seen a few of your movies like Krishna Cottage, Kya Cool Hai Hum, and the most recent Salamesh. I think you did really great acting in all of your films. I think you did really well by playing the ghost in Krishna Cottage. I hope you continue to sign more films and have a successful career."
Thank you so much, Lena. It's really encouraging. I mean, it's really nice when people love your work and they appreciate whatever that you've done. I'm sure I'll sign more films and I'm sure you'll see much more of me. Thank you.
Great. So, Naina, Virgo Stars, she wants to know, if you had to describe the Bollywood industry in one word, what would it be?
Oh my God, that's so difficult. Bollywood industry in one word. Difficult,
okay. I think that sums it up. It is difficult.
Yes.
Alright, so now Mango wants to know, any favorite childhood memory that you would like to share with us?
Well, there are a lot, but what comes to me right now is that I've always been a foodie, and I always used to have a fight, you know, between my younger brother and me. I always used to bully him, and I still do. And I always used to hide my chicken pieces or my mutton pieces in my rice, and always used to say that my food is over, you know, so that my brother wouldn't pick on my plate and get stuff out of my plate. I used to actually hide it in my rice, you know, that, oh, mama, my food is over. Or I used to probably just lick my piece of chicken and keep it there because I used to be scared that my brother would just take it out of my plate. Oh, God, I've done a lot of foolish things, I mean, as a child, and especially when it comes to food. I used to... I remember in school, I used to finish all my friends, their dabbas. They used to get lunch from home, and I used to finish their tiffins. I've done all these crazy things.
So are you still foodie?
I am, but now I kind of ask my taste buds to, you know, just chill and just keep quiet.
I mean, the hourglass figure that you have, well,
please, do hourglass. I just know how to wear the right clothes and cover all that.
Well, to us mortals, it looks like hourglass.
Yeah, I mean, I really work hard. I love working out, and you know, and there are times when if you have to really, you're doing some song or you're doing some role that to be absolutely lean and slim, then we go on a crash diets and things like that. So it's not that difficult anymore. Once you know your body, it's fine.
Okay, so cheers to your hourglass figure. And another message. Hi Isha, I'm Dia. That is, her user ID is Basanti_Dia from Canada, and you are one of the best actresses in Bollywood, and I really like your acting skill. You're so beautiful. You are one of my diva, and I hope to see you in more movies. Love, Dia.
I'm sure, Dia, with your blessings and or blessings of all my other fans out there, I'm sure there are much more, you're going to see much more of me, and there are a lot of films in the pipeline. To name a few, there's Shabri, there's Darling, and there's a film called Hello, which is based on a call center. Mm-hmm. It's about, the whole film happens in one night. It's about one night. So there are a lot of films like these, so I'm sure you like them. And thanks a lot for calling me one of your best actresses. Thank you so much.
All right. Manish Sharma, Dell, Rani 712, and Indian Curry, Disha, wants to know, if you're not an actor, what would you have been?
If I was not an actor, probably a doctor.
Oh.
Because I come from a family of doctors, and that would have been my next alternative, because I would, I'm also a student of life sciences. I've done my graduation in life sciences. Mm-hmm. So I think I would have done something then.
So, how did movies happen?
Just happened. I mean, I just saw one of my friends, my mom's colleague, her daughter's portfolio, and I wanted to click some pictures myself, and just started. I mean, when something's meant to be, it just happens, right?
Right, that's true. So then what? Khalas happened?
Yeah, I did a lot of films in the South, South India, a lot of regional films there, and then Khalas happened. Khalas happened in 2002.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of did a lot of khalas to a lot of people.
Yeah, but that was not the only intention. I mean, I was not here just to khalas people. I was here to make them laugh and fall in love and a lot of other things as well.
I think you're pretty much on your way. So here's another message for you. Dear Isha, first of all, thank you so much for agreeing to come on IF. My name is Manjot Mango, and I would just like to say you are one of the few young actresses I have seen who tries to give variety in her roles and tries the best. I really respect that. I love your jhaka style. Oh, this is good. I love your jhaka style, and watching you always brings a smile to my face. Just keep up your great work, and may God always keep you happy and bring you success. Keep rocking.
Hey Mango, I love that name Mango, and I love shopping in Mango as well, one of my favorite brands. Thank you so much, and thank you for calling my style jhakas.
You know what, Isha, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I would love to listen to her when she says jhakas. She stays in Canada and has a delightful accent. So
I think I just spoke to her, no?
Yeah, she used
to
spoke
the one
to
who
her.
Calls me. Manjot,
so
right?
Just ask her to say jhakas.
I mean, no, I'm really glad. I'm so glad. I'm so touched, in fact, that there's so many people out there, you know, who love me so much. It's so nice to hear that. It's very rare that we hardly get any time in life. They say that whenever you love somebody, you have to make sure you say it to that person. And all my fans are there saying that they love me, and it's so nice. I'm so humbled. Thank you so much.
You are so, so sweet, Isha. And okay, Mommies wants to know, that's a username, Mommies. Any okay. movie you wish you had not done, and any movie you wish you were a part of?
Well, the movies that I wish I had not done are not yet released, so thank God for small mercies. But the movies that I wish I had done, I wish I had done a film like Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, where, you know, Kajol's role. Mm-hmm. I would love to do a lot of the earlier movies. And I would love to do something, I would love to do a Devdas, I would love to do a Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam, a very Indian role. I've not yet tried that. Mm-hmm. There is one coming, Ram Gopal Varma's Darling. Called mm-hmm. where I play this Indian girl next door, Fardeen's wife. Mm-hmm. But it's not really as grand. It's not like those, you know, those dolare mm-hmm. types, you know. Mm-hmm. Just one girl next door, middle class housewife mm-hmm. that I'm playing in this film. But I would love to do wear all those grand saris and that jewelry and oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah, you would look beautiful in them as well. But you were awesome with Shah Rukh Khan in Dawn. That's what Maz_K has to say as well. So how was it working with him?
Great. Shah Rukh has got, he's really got a great spirit. And, you know, he's always full of life. There's much to learn from him. Mm-hmm. I could hardly learn anything, you know, because in this film, in one film, what can you learn? And the role that I had was not really, I didn't have that big a role, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I've just, all I would say is I love his zest. I love his vigor. I love the fact that even though he's the Bacha of Bollywood, he still stays so committed to his work. He's so professional. And he's so eager. He's always so eager on the set to know more, to learn more, to do more. I just love that about him. He's a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's
really
a pleasure to watch on KBC, right?
Yeah, he's full of life. He's full of life.
So here's another message for you. Hi Isha, first of all, I must tell you that you are beautiful and my idol.
Thank you.
Okay, see, she further says, you are also her idol. So she says, you are my idol. I love your acting and I'm a big fan of yours. And I know you must hear that a lot, but I'm not lying. You are doing some great work and you should continue wowing us with everything you do. Oh yeah, and I'm also thrilled to see you on IF. Love, Nusheen. Her username is strawberry007 from Canada.
Okay, Rushin. Oh, thanks, Rushin. I'm definitely not going to disappoint you. And you're definitely going to see much, much more of me. And I'm sure because all you guys out there are praying so hard to see me more, and you'll definitely, I know God is not going to disappoint you.
Okay, now Lovely Angel wants to know, what do you do in your free time?
What do I do in my free time? Okay, fine. I have a lot of things to do in my free time. I have a lot of friends. I love dancing. I love working out. I practice martial arts. I'm a Taekwondo red belt.
Wow.
So I do a little bit of Taekwondo whenever that I can. Mm-hmm. I'm practically hooked on to Taekwondo. So whenever that I get time, I make sure I call my Masterji. You know, he comes home, my teacher. He comes home and we do like an hour and a half practice of Taekwondo.
So
I'm going to appear for my black belt very soon if I get the time mm-hmm. to practice. So that's
excellent.
About it. I love music.
Okay.
Just now before you called me, I was, I was just listening to music. I do that most of the time. I love watching movies. So this is, hours is a day? 24, yeah, practically. So many things.
So how much do you work in a day? Like, how long do you have to work?
We normally a shift is from 9 to 6, then one and a half shift is from 9 to 9. So we end up working 10 to 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. So are you working all 12 months?
Yeah, in March I was practically working for 25 days. Mm-hmm. But April is a little easy. There is no consistency. I mean, it's not that every day of the month and you're busy working and... No, you have a few days off here and there, but you choose to do other things like, you know, all these interviews and all that. You have people, when you're working, you don't want to do all this. So
right.
In your free time, you give away all, you do all your interviews and all your pending work, and, which again keeps you busy.
Right. So, now, Lovely Angel also has a message for you. Hi, Isha. I'm Mehek from Toronto. I must say you really are very beautiful, and I saw all your movies, and according to me, you gave the best in Salaam-e Ishq. It was a very nice and a different role, and I pray you get really great offers ahead.
I really hope, Mehek, God answers your prayers and I get great offers. Well, it's almost on the way. I mean, you're the offering. And I'm getting good work, good projects, good roles. And you shall definitely see more of me in this year. So, God bless.
Okay, now Tuna Miss has a very interesting question. She asks, Dear Isha, how do you feel when you have to do a scene where you have to slap a co-star? Can you share any such experience? And conversely, how do you feel when you have to be slapped by another artist? So, any experience that you have to recount on that?
Yeah, sometimes we have to fake a slap. Most of the time we have to fake a slap. You know, we go very close to the cheek, but we don't actually hit. Mm-hmm. But there are times when there's a faux pas and you go whack and you might just hit the guy, and the guy is like, "Main iska badla zarur lunga," or lungi, whoever, it depends on whom you slapped. But then all these kind of accidents, little things keep happening on this set. Of course, I've been slapped by a South Indian actor, Nagarjun.
Uh-huh.
And not once, 14 times.
14
because I wanted
counting.
The right expression, and I really, as mad as I may sound or I am, I told him, no, you can really slap me. And he was like, are you sure? I said, yeah, I want to give the right expression. And after that, I really, you know, I promised myself that, girl, now please act. Don't ask anybody to slap you.
It was
my cheek was all numb by the end of it all. But
he slapped you. There were what, 14 retakes or what?
14 retakes, yeah.
And you got slapped in all of them?
And I got practically slapped in all of them. Because I wanted to give the right expression. Look how devoted I am.
Okay.
Anyway, but I've learned now.
So that's when
honesty is not the best policy.
Well, that's what acting is all about. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Learn the hard way. Huh?
This is one of those, you know, earlier, I mean, long time ago when I just started off.
Uh-huh.
And I hardly knew anything.
Okay.
But now
so,
I've learned.
You have learned. And the hard way. I mean,
hard way.
Later. Okay, so 14 slaps later, you learned that, you know, you actually need to act. So now Strawberry 007 comes back to ask, what was your funniest moment on any set? And, like, who do you enjoy being with most on sets? So there are two questions, like, in
separate My funniest parts. Moment, well, was on the sets of Kya Cool Hai Hum, mm-hmm. because I've really enjoyed doing that film. And every third minute, I mean every day I think I used to practically laugh over something or the other. And well, during one song, Tushar had fallen on the floor flat. Mm-hmm. So we were doing, I think that song where I'm trying to seduce him, there's one song where I'm trying to seduce
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right. I watched
and
that
Nihal,
movie
actually. Neha is also there. All the three, Shomanand is trying to seduce Anupam Kher.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That song. Chala, which is that? I don't know. I don't remember the lyrics.
I'm so bad at that.
No problem. In that, he's running ahead of me and I'm trying to catch him and he went whap on the floor, full 180 degrees. That was really a hilarious. And you know, you're not supposed to laugh. It's very bad when somebody falls and you laugh, but you can't help but laugh. So, it was embarrassing at the same time, very funny. Tushi is very sweet. He's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. A very, 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 very nice boy, Tushar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's.
I loved working on that set. I would love working, you know, with Ritesh and Prashar and under the same setup again. You know, I'm sure they're making a Kya Cool Hai Hum Part 2. That's what I've heard.
Okay, great. So yeah, I know that was one heck of a movie. I mean, I watched it.
I really enjoyed. I mean, the last day of the film, I was like, oh God, when am I going to laugh like this again?
But that was a good movie. I mean, considering everything it had, you know what? Frankly speaking, when we were set, we heard a lot about it being a bit on an adult theme and etc. etc. But when we finally watched, I was like, you know, this movie is pretty cool. It actually makes you laugh.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was lovely. And okay, now my next. Now let me read you our next message. It's from Dell, and she says, I have seen most of your movies and you have done all your roles very beautifully. I'm sure not just me, but all your other fans want to see you in more movies, and I wish you all the best for them. So, well, I mean, it's the same. Everybody wants to see you in more and more movies.
Yeah, more movies, yeah. I think, you know, you should give all the producers and directors, give them all the numbers of all the producers and directors and ask them to call them. And tell them that we only want to see Isha Kopikar and nobody else. So please take only Isha Kopikar in all your
films. Nobody else, okay.
Please, definitely, guarantee that you'll see much more of me every
it's
second.
It's so sad it doesn't get across, right? I mean, sometimes you are popular, but for some reason you don't get the message, right? Okay, anyway, so we are here. What are we here for? That's what we are telling you. Now, Chavi nears you and Pummy 92 wants to know, what is your biggest inspiration in acting?
My biggest inspiration is always a drive to do more. And there's always, I'm never satisfied. I always feel I could have done better. I guess that is what keeps me going. I want to try new things, want to experiment, want to do new roles. Whenever I'm watching somebody else, I feel all of us, every actor, when we watch another actor, we try and fit ourselves in that role that the other actor is doing, and then we check, oh, how could I have done this? How would I have done this? Would I have done this better? So all these things, competition definitely keeps you going. You always want to be the best. And I guess that is what it is.
And did you ever think that Khalas would be so big?
No. I never thought Khalas would be so big. I never thought Khalas would be such a big monster. Mm-hmm. But so, it was, I mean, literally, probably I arrived with Khalas. But then there are a lot of advantages. You know, after that I got only songs and then I had to, I was inundated with just item numbers, but that was not the only, I was not here only for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
So but yeah, it worked in and against both.
Yeah, in and against both.
Right. So, okay, how difficult has Bollywood been to you?
Difficult. Yeah, Bollywood is a big struggle, especially for those who are not from the industry. I mean, those who don't have a filmy background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to prove your mettle at every step.
Right.
And you're analyzed and dissected and viewed differently because you're not from the industry. But then if you are good, if you're talented, I mean, God is great. Yeah, He gives you opportunities. He gives you, you should have the determination and you should be... you should have a fighter spirit is all I would say.
So is there anybody who has really inspired you in such a situation? Somebody you look at and say, okay, fine, if he, she could do it, maybe I can do it too.
No.
Not really.
Nobody.
Okay.
I've not been inspired by anybody except for a couple of friends who are very close to me, you know, mm-hmm. but...
How has becoming Isha Kopikar changed your life? I mean, the Isha Kopikar.
No, nothing has changed about my life. I'm still the same. I still do the same stupid things that I used to. I still enjoy my freedom. I, you know, except for a few places, like in Bombay, everybody's cool because in Bombay, most of the actors live here. Mm-hmm. So people are kind of used to seeing Bollywood actors around, you know. Mm-hmm. But of course, when you go to the other parts of the world or the country, then the chances of you getting a little mobbed or things like that, there you have to be a little careful. You can't really move so freely.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I mean, I love the name that I have, that I've gotten myself. My parents feel proud about me and... nice when you know your parents feel. My father says it's always nice to be known as Isha Kopikar's father, and I'm like, no, yeah, dad, I like to be called your daughter.
So sweet.
You know, yeah, my dad is a doctor. I come from a family of doctors, so that's the reason why I said if not an actress, probably I would love to be a doctor.
Right. And you also
so it's
had
nice,
a nice
I mean when people when you make your family proud, and you know my friends are proud, you know, to have a friend like me. But at the same time, I have all my friends are 10 years, 12 years, 13 years, 15 years. I have all old friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the ones who keep you, you know, to
grounded.
Your roots. Yeah, they keep you grounded. They're like, arey, udo mat, wapas zameen pe aaja. Yeah. I have a great bunch of friends. I have some great friends. I mean, I can really count on them.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
So, it you know what, we can just talk whole, I think, it's night for me, so I possibly can talk whole night, and you, I don't know, I mean, I don't
yeah,
know
my day
how
has just
you
begun
enjoyed.
Me.
But it was
I
really
need to go.
Yeah, but what I'm going to tell you is that, you know, you have to sing a song for us. That's something we ask of everyone who comes here. That's kind of a, like what you say, it's a mantra that we give everybody. So you just sing a happy song for us and we let you go.
Like that. What song will I sing? Humko maloom hai, ishq masoom hai, dil se ho jati hai galtiyan. सब्र से इश्क महरूम है ठीक है.
Wow, that was very beautiful. You sing so well. Okay, and so that was lovely talking to Isha, and maybe we'll come knocking at your door again. And just while going, do you have anything to say, any message to give out, anything special that you want to tell us, or anything about
all
your,
I want to say out? Is to me, for Isha Kopikar, the person that I am, to live life, what keeps me going is love. And I'm really touched to see all the love that I'm getting from all my fans out there. And I'm definitely not going to disappoint you all. You guys are definitely going to see much, much, much more of me. And God bless you all. I love you all. And thank you so much. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Isha, for coming on India Forums. I'm sure your fans are extremely delighted to hear from you. And thank you for your time and your wonderful, wonderful answers. They were just so, so sweet and so funny. And do check whenever you get time, and if you come on the internet, do check indiaforums.com. That's the next big news on.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on India Forum as well. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Isha, thank you then. You take care and have
a
very good day.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night's sleep.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Take care. Bye.
Take care.
कहूँ